Hello, this is Monday, September 1st, 2025. An official update from the International Common Law Court of Justice in Europe. An historic trial of top world leaders commences today. Special prosecutor presents evidence to the court's magistrates that indicts Robert Prevost, Pope Leo, Charles Windsor, King Charles, U.S. President Donald Trump, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, and nine other people for crimes against humanity. This is being reported from an undisclosed location in Western Europe where the court has convened. After many months of investigation, the International Common Law Court of Justice has begun criminal trial proceedings against top church, government, and corporate officials. The charge? Participation in horrific crimes against humanity, including the ritual rape, torture, and murder of children. Following on its historic prosecution and expulsion from office of Pope Benedict, Joseph Ratzinger, in February 2013, the court is empowered under international law to prosecute, convict, and punish the 13 defendants named in this latest case. The court's five presiding magistrates are judicial experts from Europe and America. They constitute a special tribunal operating according to the Nuremberg legal precedents, which allow the criminal prosecution of any person, including heads of church and state. According to the court's special prosecutor, quote, "What's especially powerful about our case is that these defendants can be found summarily guilty without ever going to trial, because they are associated with an already convicted transnational criminal organization called the Roman Catholic Church and its Ninth Circle, Child Sacrificial Cult. So just like the individual SS officers at Auschwitz who bore command responsibility for those atrocities, the 13 defendants are assumed to be guilty until they are proven innocent, because they lead and participate in a murderous criminal syndicate. The onus is therefore on the defendants to disprove the charges we will make against them, or they'll face the full weight of the law." Unquote. In that regard, and as is required under international law, the court is actively preparing police and military forces deputized by the court to enforce its verdict against the 13 defendants. That enforcement will include incarcerating the guilty, closing down Ninth Circle ceremonies, expropriating the assets and properties of the guilty, and disestablishing their criminal institutions. Again, in the words of the prosecutor, quote, "We are determined to shut down this child-killing cult and the judges, police, politicians, and bankers who support it. That job will continue regardless of the outcome of this trial," unquote. An explosive aspect of this trial is that one of the primary defendants is the NATO Secretary General, Mark Rutte, who has just been identified by Ninth Circle insiders and survivors as a participant in its rituals in Zwolle, Holland, during 2012 and 2014. As the world gears up for possible war between NATO and Russia, the evidence against Mark Rutte, Donald Trump, and other high-ranking Western politicians constitutes a geopolitical powder keg. Once the court's magistrates have received the prosecutor's report today and confirmed the list of defendants and the charges against them, summonses to appear will be issued to those charged. Any refusal or failure by them to appear in court indicates that the defendants do not dispute or challenge the charges made against them. An immediate guilty verdict can be lawfully issued. Bench warrants can then be issued for their arrest and the seizure of their properties and assets. The court will conduct closed proceedings in its early phase, but will make available to the public and the media the eyewitness testimonies and other evidence. Judicial observers and representatives of several governments will attend the court proceedings. Stand by for news releases and reports from the court as the trial proceeds, also posted at murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates. And you can view the first interim report of the court, dated August 9th, 2024, on the same website. The International Common Law Court of Justice is a de jure court of record established under the Law of Nations on June 15, 2010, and it can be reached through its secretary, George DeFore, at itccsoffice@protonmail.com. This is a global media release issued on Monday, September 1st, 2025, by the International Common Law Court of Justice. Stand by for more.